Ground Zero in New York to the U.S. state of Alaska. U.S. ceremonies to remember one of the darkest days in American history 22 years ago, when 19 members of Al-Qaeda hijacked four planes. Nearly 3,000 people died in the coordinated attacks on September 11, 2001. Here's VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
With sirens sounding in the background, the bell of hope was rung in New York City, close to where hijackers rammed two planes into the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. At the Pentagon, where the commemoration honoring the 184 people who died there, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin recalled the tragedy.
Amid the horror and the grief, many Americans felt a deeper sense of duty to their communities and to their country.
Another ceremony was conducted in rural Pennsylvania, where a fourth plane crashed when some passengers managed to thwart the hijackers from reaching their apparent target, the U.S. Capitol building. Steve Herman, VOA News.
A meeting has been set in Russia between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Putin. Here's Associated Press reporter Karen Chalmers.
We activated our Copernicus satellite system, which has allowed us to provide high-quality satellite images to Morocco, which can help delineate the area affected by this natural disaster.
Nearly 2,500 dead from the earthquake in Morocco. That was a European Union commissioner talking about releasing an initial €1 million to the Red Crescent. And the EU is helping with the information, the satellite information, to find victims who need help in the mountainous region. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Monday that the Russian military had targeted a civilian cargo ship in the Black Sea.
Thank you very much, first of all, for your huge package, military package, supporting us on the battlefield and our budget. Thank you very much. Our appreciation for your defense support and the long package for a long time, 8.8.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thanking the German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock on Monday. Germany says it will provide an additional €20 million in humanitarian aid to Ukraine. The additional aid will bring Germany's total to €380 million this year, according to the minister. Hurricane Lee is whipping up waves of more than 15 feet as the Category 3 storm cranks through open waters just north of the Caribbean. The storm is not expected to make landfall this week. It's located about 587 kilometers north of the northern Leeward Islands. Winds about 120 miles an hour. The high surf advisory is in effect for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The National Hurricane Center says Lee is likely to pass just west of Bermuda late Thursday and Friday and be located offshore of the mid-Atlantic states and New England by the end of the week. Spanish Football Federation chief Luis Rubiales quit his post on Sunday after 3 weeks of scandal over allegations he gave an unsolicited kiss to a player in the women's national team as they celebrated their World Cup victory last month. Here's VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Rubiales announced his resignation in a statement in which he said his position had become untenable with the Spanish Football Federation. His kiss of player Jenny Hermoso after the World Cup win in Sydney on August 20th had caused outrage among players, government officials, and many in wider Spanish society and raised questions over sexism in sport. His decision comes after a Spanish prosecutor filed a complaint with the High Court against Rubiales on Friday for sexual assault and coercion. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The British scientist who led the team that created Dolly the Sheep, a breakthrough in cloning, has died at the age of 79. Ian Wilmot revealed in 2008 he'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's. He headed the team at the Roslin Institute in Edinburgh, Scotland, which cloned Dolly, the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell, and a medical breakthrough. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
More. Music and more. Music and more. Music and more. VOA. One. Yeah.